Blog Talk Radio. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Father God, we just come to you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you for this day, Lord God. We thank you for all that your hands have provided, Lord God. We thank you, Father, that we can press into your spirit, Lord God, as we press in right now. Father God, I pray for all the callers listening live by radio, Father God, listening live on the air by calling in, Lord God, and those listening live by the social platforms, Lord God. Show them your real this day. Let them feel your love. Let them feel your mercy. Let them feel your grace. Let them feel your protection, Father God. Let them get Holy Spirit empowered right now, Father. Oh, God, as we humbly come to you, Lord, we ask for your forgiveness of our sins, Lord God. We ask for you to enter into our life once again on this day, Lord God. Oh, God, as we press into your presence, Father God, I pray for the minds of all of us today, Lord God. Touch our minds. Give us that peace that surpasses all understanding, Lord God. Oh, in our heart, Father God, begin to heal everything broken and mend right now, Lord God, because you are the potter, Father God, and we are in your hands, Lord God, asking you to mold us into who you want us to be. Lord God, creating us, Lord God, an image for ourselves that we can see and live and fulfill, Lord God, your purpose in our lives, Father. We thank you right now, Father God. We thank you for who you are, for what you're doing, Lord God. What's to come to pass, Father God? We may understand our situations, our trials, and what we face, Father God, but we know it is for the working of your power and your glory in the lives of others, Father God. So as we cast out all our cares to you right now, oh God, our bills, Lord God, our health, oh God, everything, our current mindset, Lord God, as we give it to you, Lord God, we ask for a spiritual download, a spiritual increase, a spiritual renewing, refreshing, Lord God. Give us joy, unspeakable joy, Father God. Count our tears, replace them for joy, Lord God. Ease our pain, Lord God, and give us a praise, Father God. We thank you for the speaker on the line today. Bless her, Lord God, as she enters into your presence right now, Lord God. Cover her with a mantle of peace, a mantle of praise, Father God, a sacrificial praise, Lord God, we give you right now, Lord God. Despite what we've been through, despite the lies we've been told, despite those who come up against us, Lord God, we praise you in the midst of the circumstance. We praise you in the midst of our pain. We praise you in the midst of everything that surrounds us right now, Lord God, as we come together in unity, lifting up a praise, saying thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yahweh. Thank you, Yahshua. Thank you, Elohim. Thank you, I Am. Thank you, Jehovah Nissi. Thank you, Jehovah Shalom. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord. We glorify you, God. We give you the praise. We give you the honor right now, Lord God, because through you we have victory. Through you there's no defeat, Lord God. Through you is much power that you've given us to operate in miracles, signs, and wonders. You said they follow those who believe. We decree and declare we are believers. We believe in your word. We believe in your son, Jesus. We know he died for our sins. Oh, God, for our salvation, for what we couldn't do in the natural. Lord God, through him we can do through the spirit. And we thank you. We come against all forms of witchcraft and evilness in high places, Lord God. And we cast it to the pits of hell where it belongs, where it is shackled, Lord God. And we dance because we've been redeemed. We dance because we've been set free. We dance because we have the victory through it all. And we thank you. We glorify you. We praise you, God. We honor you, God. We sit this time apart for you. Oh, God, we could be doing anything else in this world right now, Lord God. You know, Father God, but we decrease so that you can increase in our life, equip us, and empower us to give you the glory. Glory to God. Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. I thank you for all the callers calling in right now. And you know what time it is. It is a time of reflection. Welcome back, listeners. And this vision was given to Pastor Adrienne Bernard. Oh, how we love her. We speak blessings over her life. We thank her for sowing seeds. It costs to do this ministry. It costs. And she sacrifices each and every month to pay for this broadcast, to reach the lives of many people she don't know. People from all countries, people from all different backgrounds, but people who come together in unity to give glory to God, our Father, who resides in heaven. How amazing is that? Is that amazing or what? Taking money, hard-earned money, She's taking a job to keep this ministry going. And that's how passionate she is about her calling. And this month, our destiny focus is the Acts of the Apostles. We did this last year, and God told her to come back. God placed a speaker on her mind today, Pastor Beatrice Martin, from It's All About Jesus Ministries, located in Stockton, California. It's a blessing. That's my mother. I am a PK kid. I'm all right with that. You know, but this is a time of reflection. We're a radio broadcast that will encourage, enrich, enhance, enlighten, and empower every listener to trust God in every area of their lives. That's naturally and spiritually, and to pursue their God-given destiny without one apology in this world. We are mandated, everyone, you, me, to teach and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, Yeshua, the Messiah. And we stand firmly upon our foundational scripture, found in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. We air daily, Tuesday through Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's 3 p.m. Central Standard Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So tune in expecting to hear and receive fresh oil from God Almighty. Get a pen, get a paper, take notes, write down what impacts your life. Matter of fact, dial in. Be one of our live listeners who will get their prayers answered today, who can share their testimony today. Our call-in number is 858-683-1334. Once again, that call-in number is 858-683-1334. If you want to give your life to Jesus, you can call in. This is the same number for all segments. Go ahead and email us your testimony, your prayer request, your praise report to TrueDestinyMinistries54@gmail.com. Or you can mail a seed of love, oftentimes psalms, whatever God places on your heart to bless this ministry. As I said, it costs. And we can bless Pastor Adrienne Barnard because she's made this available to us. We can bless her. We can share our testimony. We can share what's blessing us about this ministry. Write a letter, New Destiny Ministry, PO Box 750122. Orleans, Louisiana, 701175. I can vouch. This is very good ground. I've been nurtured and growing. And, you know, we invite you to like our New Destiny Ministry page. That's on Facebook. We're on Twitter, too. Reaching the masses by any means necessary at New Destiny 54. There are some that are listening online. Thank you. And if you want to know how to listen online, log on to www.newministries.com. You can hear our archived messages on blogtalkradio.com, too. And we do have a YouTube channel. So how awesome is that? I want to get ready to introduce our speaker of the hour. This is Pastor Beatrice Martin from It's All About Jesus Ministries in Stockton, California. She has a women's home. We have six beautiful women who are in the home now. And it's Women of Vision Ministries, Women of Vision with a passion for Jesus Christ. These women are gifted. Somewhere along the way, the enemy tried to torment them, but they have reclaimed their salvation in Jesus to follow the program, to attend church. They're on this call daily getting ministered to. So we send great prayers and respect to Pastor Martin. As she's a street soldier, I've been in the streets with her. I can vouch for this. Doing Holy Ghost drive-bys, jumping out that vehicle, praying for people. Jesus Christ, not to glorify herself, but to glorify the one who sent her, Jesus Christ. This is a mother, I know. She's my mother. This is her son's birthday month. But my brother, he's gone off to be with Jesus. Exactly what she said. And I'm glad, even so, when I was in the world, she was the one that fussed all on me, kept proclaiming the word of God on me.
and, you know, saying she's sowing seeds. I didn't even know what that means. I said, enjoy your garden. But God knew her heart and her intentions, and to see me break free from so many strongholds, I'm thankful to God that she didn't give up on me. She kept praying, and that's what she's doing. She's praying for others and leading women. She's been clean and sober now for 30 years, holy, spirit-infilled and running and snatching people out of crack homes, bringing them into her own home where her and her husband live, married for 15 years now, and just really loving community. And she just submits to his will. I'm thankful for that. And I don't want to hold any longer. Let's just see Pastor Beatrice Martin. Are you there?
Amen. God bless you. God bless
God
bless you. And yes, I am enjoying my garden. Amen. And you are beautiful. And I thank God for you. God bless Pastor Adrian Bernard and this broadcast radio station. And my husband and I, after we would be married this year, would be 17 years. And time just fly by so fast. Amen. And God bless the women's home as well. To God be all the glory for what he's about to do today. Father, we just thank you for your word. We take no credit for this word and powerful testimony that just went forth. We give you all the glory because you said you will be glorified in the heavens. You will be glorified in the earth and glorified in our life. Father, we pray that you will be glorified on today. We welcome your presence in the midst of us on the line. And, Father, we ask for transition, for transformation and transition as your word go forth, Father, because faith come by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So we just thank you and we praise you and we give you all the glory and honor because you said man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And we give you all the glory and honor and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Coming out of Acts chapter 8, and it says, and Saul was one of the witnesses, and he agreed completely with the killing of Stephen. A great wave of persecution began that day, sweeping over the church in Jerusalem. And all the believers except the apostles were scattered throughout the region of Judea and Samaria. Some devout men came and buried Stephen with great mourning. But Saul was going everywhere to destroy the church. He went from house to house, dragging out both men and women to throw them in prison. But the believers who were scattered preached the good news about Jesus wherever they went. Amen. And there was great joy in the city. It says, and the people, I'm going back to verse 6, and the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. For unclean spirits crying with a loud voice came out of many that were possessed with them, and many taken with palsies and that were lame were healed, and there was great joy in the city. Amen. So here we see that in chapter 8, verse 1, Saul was one of the witnesses, and he agreed completely with the killing of Stephen. And here we see that persecution took place. Amen. Great persecution took place. I see that when we read this passage of Scripture, that persecution scattered the believers. Amen. And a lot of time we think persecution is bad, but the Bible says, blessed are ye when you're persecuted for righteousness. So persecuted, the persecutors which were before you, and he said to rejoice and be exceeding glad. So I see that persecution thwarts them out of Judea and Samaria, fulfilling Jesus' command, because you have to remember that Jesus said in Acts 1, verse 8, you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be a witness unto me, both in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the world. So through the death of Stephen, we see that persecution took place, and we also see that it helped spread the gospel. Amen. We see that persecution helped spread the gospel, and that God always brings good results out of believers' suffering. Amen. Stephen's death was not in vain. Persecution from Stephen's death came, but also evangelistic took place. Amen. Paul's conversion took place. Peter's missionary tour started, and the church started in Antioch. Amen. So during this time of tragedy, God brought triumph out of it. Amen. When Stephen finished preaching his great message, persecution took place and transition took place. So when we see that Paul's death, God could have stopped the children of God from being persecuted. He could have stopped Stephen's death from taking place. But in him not stopping, a great harvest came through. Amen. What the enemy meant for evil, God always brings good out of it. God's plan was not derailed. We know that God takes what the enemy means for evil, and he always brings good out of it. Amen. So we see that Saul, in this, he later became Paul. So since the beginning of time, the enemy has always tried to stop the people of God in the Bible days, and so it is today. He tries to stop us today. We must know that when the enemy comes against us, God is still working behind the scenes of our life. Amen. And during these difficult times, we must not lose heart. But I see through this persecution that it didn't push them backwards. A lot of times when we go through our persecution, it takes us back to the world. But what I see that took place, it pushed them forward to God's plan taking place in the earth, to the prophecy being fulfilled, that after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, you shall receive power to witness. Even we see that when we come to verse 8, chapter 1, we see what Saul, where he persecuted the witnesses, but we also see that when they scattered the believers, how persecution forced them out of their home. Sometimes when you're persecuted for righteous sake, it won't push you backwards. If you're planning in God's will, it'll push you forward. So it forced them out of their home. It forced them into Jerusalem, and it forced them to preach the gospel. Sometimes when we are persecuted, we may be feeling uncomfortable about certain situations, but we must know that God is bringing good out of it. God may be working through our hearts, sir. He might be trying to work on you. Amen. So God allows persecution for growth. God will allow persecution to take you to your next level or to push you forward. Amen. During our persecution, we can't murmur and complain. We must take time out and say, God, what are you preparing me for? God, what are you doing in my life? And we must know that when you're persecuted, we must stand on the word of God that it's for a righteous sake. But through this persecution, when they were scattered, I like how the enemy didn't derail the plans of God. Amen. I like how God brought good out of it. God brought the gospel out of it. Amen. When persecution arose, they went to Jerusalem. When persecution arose, it forced them to go out and preach the gospel. When persecution arose, God's purpose took place. It scattered the believers, but you got to understand, when it scattered the believers, it scattered salvation of the gospel through Jesus Christ. So this tells me that we have to stay open for change. When persecution come our way and disappointments, our setbacks, our losses come, we must understand that God is pushing us forward to our purpose. Amen. In verse 9, it says, but there was a certain man called Simon, which before time in the same city used sorcery and bewitched the people. He tricked the people. He used sorcery. And the people of Samaria, giving out that himself was some great one, they looked at him to be God, or greater than God. They looked at him to be great. And to whom they all gave heed, from the least to the greatest, saying, this man is the great power of God. Come on, this man is sent by God. How many of us know that in the world today, the same thing is taking place today? People are using sorcery. In the Bible days, they had sorcerers and magicians, and they worked wonders. They performed healing and exorcism and they practice astrology. Some of y'all like astrology. That's not of God. Well, they practice astrology and they work tricks in front of the people. But they weren't empowered by God. They were empowered through Satan. Come on. And so many of them, when they begin to see this, they say, oh, this is a man from God. His power, this got to be a man from God. But even though he worked all these powers, even though you go to the palm readers and all that, this power does not come from God. In the world today, people are looking in the wrong places for strength. People are looking in the wrong places for comfort. People are looking in the wrong places for healing, burning candles. People are looking in the wrong places. But the Holy Spirit, he comes to empower us as his people. And he wanted them to know when he began to say, but this certain man called Simon before time used sorcery to whom they all gave heed to. This man is a great power, and this man has a lot of power. And verse 11 says, to him they had regard because of a long time they have bewitched him and tricked him. They have been bewitching him and tricking him. But look what happened. In verse 12 it says, but when they believed Philip's preaching, the things concerning the kingdom of God, in the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. Then Simon himself believed also, and when he baptized, he continued with Philip, and wonder beholding the miracles and signs which were done. Amen. So in that we see that when all this took place, that Paul, they began to rebuke him. He said, now when the apostles were at Jerusalem and heard of Samaria and received the word of God, they sent unto him Peter, John, who when they came down and prayed for them, they might receive the Holy Ghost. But yet as he was falling upon them, only they were baptized in the name of Jesus. Then they laid their hands on them as they received the Holy Ghost. Come on. Laying of the hands, receiving the Holy Ghost, the same thing going on today. And when Simon saw through the laying of hands, the apostles' hands, the Holy Ghost was given, he offered them money, saying, give me also this power, that on whosoever I lay hands, he may receive the Holy Ghost. But Peter said unto him, money perish with thee, because thou hast thought the gift of God may be purchased with money. Thou hast neither part nor in the matter, for they heard is not right in the sight of God. Repent therefore of thy wickedness, and pray to God, perhaps though of thine heart, through thine heart, may be forgiven. For I perceive that thou art in gall of bitterness and the bond of iniquity. I see that you are in jealousy. Amen. And then he said, then answered Simon and said, pray ye to the Lord for me, that none of these things which you have spoken come upon me. And they, when they had testified and preached the word of the Lord, they returned to Jerusalem and preached the gospel in many cities. Amen. Here we have Simon thinking, even though he got rebuked, Peter rebuked him harshly. And the only way, he was telling him, the only way you can receive God's power is to turn from sin and ask God for forgiveness. And that's the only way you can receive God's power today. He said to turn from your sins and ask for forgiveness, then you can be filled with the Holy Ghost. So today I want you to hear what I'm saying. There is no amount of money that you can pay for the gospel. There is no amount of money that will pay for salvation. There is no amount of money that can pay for forgiveness. People think because they put these big offerings in the basket, that's their forgiveness. They think that's their salvation. But there is no money that can pay for the forgiveness of your sins. There is no money that can pay for our God's power. And there is no money that can repay for repentance. Amen. The only way that you could come to the Lord is repenting and asking Jesus Christ to forgive you for your sin. Amen. And some of you, maybe people rebuke you. Maybe you get hurt when somebody rebukes you, when the pastor rebukes you, or when the teacher rebukes you, or when the leaders rebuke you. You may get angry, and you may get defensive because you feel that they didn't have no right to be harsh with you or stern with you. They didn't have no right to rebuke you. Amen. But if you get rebuked, all you got to do is repent of your mistakes and pray and ask God to forgive you. And admit your error quickly and ask for prayer. Amen? I'm going to say it again. All you have to do is ask God for forgiveness and admit quickly for your sins and ask God for forgiveness. Amen. And so when this took place afterwards, they preached the gospel in the village, and the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, arise, go towards Saul, go towards the south and to the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is in the desert. And he arose and went. And behold, a man of Ethiopian, Anita, Enoch, of great authority under Candace, the queen of Ethiopian, had charge of all the treasures, had come to Jerusalem to worship, and was returning, sitting in the chariot with Esau the prophet. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, go near and join thyself to the chariot. And Philip ran thither to him and heard him read. Amen. So here we see that when you read God's word, you may not always understand what's going on in God's word. Amen. You might need, God had a divine appointment. And that appointment that God had for Philip was to meet the Ethiopian. So right in the middle of what Philip was doing, he heard the voice of God. And this is why you have to listen to the pastor. God speaks behind the pastor. God speaks behind the teacher. You might not always understand what you're reading. God also promised us that he will give us the Holy Spirit that will help us to understand what he has to say to us. Amen. So what I want to talk about today is that how through your persecution, some of us have been persecuted, but through your persecution, it brought growth. Even when I had my church building, I was persecuted, amen. I was lied on. I was talked about. And the enemy came and hit the church. The enemy came and hit the body, and I was persecuted for righteous sake. I wasn't persecuted for sinning, but I was persecuted for righteous sake. But it did not push me back. And I like how the power of God is being manifested in their life and how it's being manifested in our life today. That same Holy Spirit in the Bible is what kept me through my persecution. It kept me when they lied on me. They always say, liars take you higher in God. Amen. And they begin to lie on me and they begin to talk about me. But all it did was push me further in God. All it did was strengthen me. All it did was taught me how to trust God more. All it did was taught me how to keep witnessing and keep my hands to the plow and keep winning souls for the kingdom of God. All it did was push me further. It pushed me all out of Stockton on into Oakland to tell people about Jesus. So when God closes one door, you got to remember that sometimes he will close the door. Philip's example, when he went to Samaria and told the people there about the Messiah, the scriptures tell us that persecution arise. So Philip went down to Samaria. It doesn't say that Philip prayed about it, and it doesn't say he decided to go. It says that he made a choice to go. It doesn't say he made a choice to go. It just says that he went. When persecution forced him out in Jerusalem, he got pushed out of his comfort zone. Amen. And God may be pushing you out of your comfort zone. And God poured out the Spirit in Jerusalem over them, amen, and God closed, just like God did in the Bible days, still today, he is taking us through our persecution and using it for his glory, amen. Persecution has a purpose in our life. When God pushed them out of their comfort zone, it scattered the people, but it scattered the gospel, and now the gospel is being preached to the four corners of the earth today. Amen. Often we may wonder, well, did Philip see God on going where he had to go? No, God used Philip for his glory, and Philip heard the voice of God and did what God told him to do. Sometimes when we have our setbacks, we must understand that God is trying to do something to our life. When pressure comes, God will use our pressure. God will use disappointment. God will use losses. Amen. God will push us out of our comfort zone. Amen. And God will take us on the further the gospel. Everything you're going through is not for your glory, but it's for God's glory. God will always take you through. If he allows the persecution to come, it's for a reason. It's not for you to go back into the world. It's not for you to throw the towel in, but it's for you to keep being alive, because someone needs to know that after all you've been through, you don't step back in your disappointment, you can keep on going forward. I like this, how they kept spreading the gospel. I like how Philip was called away. Amen. I like how he led to God, the Enos to God, amen. I like how he kept going forward, amen. So when we go through our persecution, we must keep on going forward in the things of God. We can't allow it to turn us back around. We can't allow it to make us not do what God called us to do. Amen. And through the persecution, the gospel is being preached today, still today. When you're persecuted, remember what the Bible says. Blessed are ye when you're persecuted for righteous sake, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they, the prophets which were before you. And remember when your leaders come to correct you, it ain't to hurt you, amen, but it's to help you. Remember that there's a lot of people out there in the world doing sorcery, doing palm reading, card reading, all that. That's not real power. That's fake power. You want an everlasting power. You want the power of the Holy Ghost in your life. Amen. You don't want that kind of power. That kind of power don't last at all. In fact, it's fake power. It ain't real power. You need the power of the Holy Ghost. And you have to remember, when God closes one door, he's opening up another door for you. You can't lose hope today. You got to remember that God uses everything for his glory, just as he did when Stephen got stoned. Amen. When Stephen finished preaching his sermon, you know, people didn't like the message he was giving. People ain't going to like the message you giving. Everybody ain't going to applaud you. They're going to be there and ain't going to like the message that God give you. Everybody ain't going to be by your side when you're talking and lifting up Jesus. Everybody ain't going to be with that. But you got to understand, you know, you got to keep on preaching the gospel. You got to keep on telling people about God, because God works all things. Everything the enemy forms against you, you got to know no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Amen. The enemy tried to stop the people of God, and today the enemy is still trying to stop the people of God. The enemy comes against us, but you must remember, if God be for us, he's more than the world against us. And when the enemy tries to come against you, you must remember that God is working behind the scenes of your life. When the enemy comes against you, you got to pray. You got to trust God during those difficult times. You can't throw the towel in when you're going through persecution. You can't say, forget this. Amen. And maybe you lost a loved one, or maybe you're in a battle of sickness, or maybe you're in a broken relationship. Maybe your persecution is your marriage ain't working out. Maybe your persecution is your body is sick. But you got to remember that God is into healing and restoring life. Just as he used Philip and them in the Bible, a lot of souls was won because they kept going forward. God took their tragedies and he turned it into triumph. With God, nothing is impossible. With man, it is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. Amen? Amen. So that's all I have to say. The Spirit of God in the Bible is always given to make our studying effective. When people come to you and they don't understand, and you don't understand, you can always ask the Holy Ghost for help. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word.
Glory to God, glory to God. Help, Holy Spirit, help us. Help, help, help. That was a beautiful word, Pastor Beatrice Martin. And I don't want the callers to hang up. Everyone normally hangs up when I say I'll open the lines. But if you don't want to speak, just don't say anything. But don't miss out on your blessing. Don't miss out on the testimonies that will go forth and the prayer that will go forth today. Pastor Martin, I would like for you to stay unmuted. We're going to begin to open the lines. Like I said, if you don't want to say anything, that's perfectly fine. And we'll just go to the next caller. Caller ending in 4740. Okay, God bless you. Caller ending in 4038. Are you there?
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hi. I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing good. You're live on the air with Pastor Beatrice Martin. Do you have words of encouragement, a testimony, or a prayer request today?
Yes. I wanted to say that she did an excellent job. She was just right on it, and I really enjoyed the message. She was very, very instrumental in speaking a word that I could relate to, and I just wanted to say I appreciate her gift. I appreciate her desire to come on and to speak, you know, life into the people. Everybody won't get up and do their due diligence unto God, and so I just wanted to encourage her to keep going forth, because she really has a gift that everybody can relate to. She wasn't above anybody. She wasn't below anybody. She was right there where the people could understand, and I just appreciate that. And I just wanted to tell her to continue to go forth encouraging the people and speaking the word of God. Thank you.
Glory to God. And do you have any prayer requests today?
Yeah, actually, I have to go back to the doctor, too. I've been going through some medical problems, but, you know, I've been getting prayer. I just don't mind extra prayer because, you know, one can put 1,000 to flight and two can put 10,000 to flight. And so much prayer, you know, I don't mind. They say I have some issues that I'm believing God that I'll be healed of, and I don't even want to call it out. So
don't call it out, but as we heard on the line today with the power and the unity, faith and belief, we're going to have Pastor Martin lift you up to prayer right now. And we're all going to, on the line, let's just all come in unity. All those listening, come in unity with your mind on Jesus. And let's take this request to God and let the power, miracle, and signs unfold. Pastor Martin, are you there?
Yes. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we lift your daughter up to you. She believes in your healing. Father, you said now faith is substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen. As she continues to look unto you, the author and the finisher of your faith, she knows there's nothing too hard for you. Father, she already knows that you've been there for her for healing in the past. And you are the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. So as we come touching and agreeing, believing and decreeing and declaring healing for her body, we decree and declare a miracle testimony. God, do it, oh Father. So you can run and tell people the miraculous signs and miracles you have done in her life. Just like you did in the Bible. You healed the lame man. You healed the man of leprosy. You healed the woman with the issue of blood. Father, the lame walk. Father, the deaf talk. You opened up the ears, oh God. You said we can send your word to where your sister is. And we know that you're able to where our sister is. We know that you're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all she can ask according to the power that works through her.
Yes,
that she call those things as not as though they are. She believes and receives healing as she speaks it every day with your stripes on the hill. As she decrees and declares and lays hands on herself and believe in the miracle, we pray that everything that the enemy meant for evil, just like you did in the book of Acts, you always bring good out of it. And we thank you because you said many are the prisons of the right, but you
can't.
And we seal it under the blood.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Physically and financially.
Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Concerning our household as well.
Hallelujah, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God.
Glorify you, Lord. We glorify you, Father. We glorify you. God bless you. God bless you, caller. Continue to call back.
Thank you so much.
We're here Tuesday through Thursday, and we always have an encouraging word. And we're going to go to the next caller. Like I said before, you don't have to hang up if you don't want to speak. That's perfectly fine. But stay through it so you can receive the benefits of the prayers and the testimonies that go forth. Unlocking the call ending in 5743.
Caller, you are live. Okay, God bless you. Caller, phone number ending in 5743. We'll go to the next caller. Blessings to you. Thank you for calling in today. Were you saying anything, 5743?
I was just saying God bless you. I enjoyed the call on today. I was driving, so not really able to talk, but just listening today. But I did enjoy the message that came forth from the woman of God and everything that has went forth. God bless.
Amen. To God be the glory. Is there anything you'd like prayer for today?
Nothing particular. Just keep it in prayer, just to keep moving forward in the things of the Lord.
Connected, and we're back, and we're going to the next caller. Let's see, 4038. Did you have a chance to expound, share, or request prayer?
I'm sorry.
Okay. Caller,
did you say 4038?
4038, yes.
I've already spoken.
Okay, thank you, and God bless you. And the next caller, ending in 5743, your line is unlocked. If you want to share a testimony or get a prayer request, you may do so at this time. Okay. I'll go to the next call. Caller ending in 8910, would you like to share words of a testimony or prayer request or anything? Caller ending in 8910, okay. Caller ending in 1553, do you have a testimony, words of encouragement, or a prayer request?
Praise the Lord, Minister Leslie Priest. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God bless you all. I thank God for the awesome job that you are doing. We thank God for Pastor Adrian Bernard, New Destiny Ministry Blog Talk Radio. And, of course, you know we give honor to the Most High, God Most High. In the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I want to say to the woman of God, Pastor Beatrice Martin, good God, I love to hear when she speaks. I love to hear you when you bring that word, you come with power. Praise be to God, the anointing. Hallelujah. And I thank God for your holy boldness to go above and beyond, to take it where God is telling you to take it, to give it exactly how the Spirit is leading you. Because we're in a time right now, we have to really stand on the Word of God, and we have to go forward and tell it. If it's rebuke, Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. But I tell you, I thank God for you going forward and preaching that word of God. And I just want to encourage you with Psalm 16 and 11. He says, thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. And thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. This is the promise of God concerning the people of God when we are obedient to God. Sometimes people worry about losing friends. Sometimes people preach to guarantee a next position in the program of somebody's ministry. But we come to preach the gospel, and God use it for the foolishness of preaching, for the saving of souls. Praise be God. God is in the soul saving business. So I thank God for you, and that word was so powerful. God blessed me with you preaching that message on today out of the Acts of the Apostle. And I love the way God uses you, because in a time like this, we need the unadulterated doctrine of God. We need the word of God, not sugar-coated, not watered down. We're not trying to be people-pleasing, but we want to please God by doing what thus says the Lord. So I encourage you, woman of God, I encourage you to continue in the will of God and keep us up in prayer here at Live and Learn Ministry, because that is our desire, to do what thus saith the Lord, regardless what come, regardless what go. Because in the end, you want your soul saved. Come on, somebody. So we thank God for you, woman of God. God bless you. And God bless you, Minister Leslie Priest.
God bless you. Do you have any prayer requests, Prophet, today?
Yes, I would love to ask for prayer for me and my wife. Praise be to God. To pray for us. Praise be to God. And to pray for the job that I work for and the people that I work for. We want you to pray God's perfect peace in the midst of our circumstances.
Glory to God. Pastor Martin, can you go forth in prayer, please?
Amen. Father, we thank you for this prophet, for this great man of God. And Father, we know that you are Jehovah Shalom. You are his spirit that has broken down every wall that the enemy comes to build up around the job between him and his wife, spiritually, mentally, physically, and financially. Father, you said you will break it down, tear it down. In the name of Jesus, and we decree and declare that no weapon formed against him shall prosper. You cast all his cares upon you. You care for him. You said those who mine are stayed on you. You will give us perfect peace concerning the matter. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, you said, blessed are the peacemakers. Father, you said the peace you give him, not as the world, but the peace you give. That was his heart and mind through Christ Jesus. Lord, as he uses the peace. You said if you hold his peace, you will fight his battle.
Hallelujah.
You lift up your head, oh, your gates, be ye lifted up, ye everlasting door, and the King of glory. Now, who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, so much mighty in battle. Father, you said that you are very present help in a time of trouble. Therefore, will not be here, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you for what you're about to do concerning him and his wife. I thank you for the purpose that you've given him and that life much more abundant. Father, we thank you, and we spill it on the blood. We know no weapon formed against him shall prosper. God, spill it under the blood. As you call those things as not as though they are, as you speak according to the power that works through him, we thank you. As you begin to speak the word, oh, you perform it. God, we thank you for going before him and making every crooked place, straight and every rough edge move. We thank you for being a lamp unto his feet and a light unto his path. We thank you for you giving him wisdom, and out of your mouth comes knowledge and understanding. God, we thank you. Hallelujah.
Martin, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
We're going to go out with the praise. Glory to God. We're going to ask Jesus to fill us up because his victory today is ours. Glory to God. Thank you to all the listeners who called today to get enriched, encouraged, and inspired with the living word of God. We thank Pastor Adrian Bernard for her vision. Let's go out like we always do with a high praise. Fill us up, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Fill me up, God.
Jesus. Thank you, everyone, for calling a time of reflection. As you know, this month, our destiny focuses the Acts of the Apostles. Today, we are in Chapter 8. The speaker was Pastor Beatrice Martin. Do us a favor. Go to Pastor Adrian Bernard's wall. Share that word. Let it minister to others like it ministered to you. Just hit that share button. A Time of Reflection is a radio broadcast that will encourage you, enrich you, enhance, enlighten, and empower our listeners to do what? To trust God in every area of their lives. This is naturally and spiritually, and to pursue their God-given destiny without one apology. I see Pastor Adrian Bernard is on the line. Pastor, do you have words of encouragement or any announcements that you would like to make today? All right, glory to God. I know she is listening in by work.
Amen.
So it's, oh, there she goes. Pastor Bernard.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, Minister Leslie, and to all the listeners. I was able to get a little break. I said, let me try to get on here and get some word. But Pastor B is gone, but I wanted prayer, really. But I just wanted to thank Minister Leslie for the fantastic job she's doing, staying in our stead, and just thank all of our listeners that take time out to call in and to get in the chat room and to listen in the archive. Praise God for each and every one of you all. I'm soliciting your prayers today and even on this week that the Lord would just strengthen me. I don't celebrate the anniversary of my daughter's death. I always celebrate our birthday, which is tomorrow. So just need some prayer.
Can I lift you up, Pastor?
Is Pastor Beatrice still there?
She's not on the line right now.
Okay. All right.
She hung up, but Father God, we just come to you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We pray for all our listeners, especially Pastor Adrian Bernard. We are thanking you, God, for her vision to touch and reach, Lord God. And as she works, Lord God, I pray that you fill her up right where she is, Lord God. Even though she was calling up, catching, with hope to catch a part of your word, Lord God, it's okay because your spirit is manifesting and resting on this line right now, Lord God. So we pray that you just breathe on her right now, Lord God. You know her heart, you know her mind, Lord God. You know her passion to give you glory, Lord God. Breathe strength upon her. Oh, God, in wisdom, Lord God, in encouraging words, whisper, dispatch your angels to dispatch right now and minister to your mighty warrior in Christ right now, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in her life. We thank you for giving her peace that surpasses all understanding, Lord God. Peace on the job, peace in her home, peace in her car on the way, Lord God, that everywhere she go, it is holy ground, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that your angels are to the right and left of her, Lord God. We thank you that you are right there beside her and resting in her heart, Lord God. Reassure her spirit man today, Lord God, that no matter what it looks like, oh God, that you are right there in the midst, that she will come out just like they did in that fiery furnace of pure gold. Oh, God, because you were right beside them, Lord God. Thank you for leading Pastor Adrian Bernard. Thank you for blessing Pastor Adrian Bernard.
Thank you for
healing her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, giving her victory and praise on this day, Lord God. And she don't celebrate death. She celebrates the life, Lord God, that has already lived, Lord God. And she can cherish those memories forever, Lord God, till she's rekindled and reconnected and celebrating with her at your feet, Jesus. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you for her mother. We thank you for her ministers that pour into her life, Lord God. Most importantly, Lord God, we bless her for the seeds that are sown in this ministry, reaching people near and far from country to country, God. Bless her for the seeds she sowed to keep this ministry going and to pay for this broadcast, Lord God. Do what man can't do. Bless her where she needs to be blessed. Oh, God, filling every cabinet, Lord God, filling her closets, Lord God. All that she needs, let your hand provide, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for your endless mercy, your endless grace, God, as we come together on unity, declaring power, miracles, signs, and wonders on this day, God. visit us on this day, Lord, because you're welcome in our heart. You're welcome in our life. You're welcome in this place, wherever we are right now. Bless all the listeners on the line today, those calling up to receive. Give them just what they came for, Jesus, because you are powerful and you can do just that. We're reaching up, touching the hem of your garment together in the spirit. Oh, God, give us your virtue. Give us your blessings, God. Give us your anointing and your spiritual gifts. In Jesus' mighty, majestic name, we pray with all power. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I love you, Pastor Adrian. I can never express how much a blessing you've been into my life. And I just thank God for you. So many thank God for you. You just don't know. Every time I log on in your studio and just see the statistics going up and the number of callers that are calling in, most of you don't even know. But with this vision, God is using you to equip and impact your lives. I'm one of those people you didn't know, and I just thank you. I thank you so much, and God bless you.
God bless you, Minister Leslie. I tell you, when I think about how God just enables us to continue his work, nothing is going to abort his destiny. Nothing is going to abort his purpose and plan for your life, and I just thank God for you. If I had 10,000 tongues, I couldn't really praise God enough for what you have done, just stepping in and being there. I know you wear many hats. You have a husband, and you have children, and you have businesses that you're overseeing on a daily basis, and for you to make this kind of sacrifice, hallelujah, God can't do anything but other than open up the floodgates of heaven. Amen, and let it always rain upon you and your family. We praise God for you, so thank you. I appreciate you even lining up the speakers. Amen, I appreciate it so very, very much, and you're doing an awesome job, an awesome job. I was able to tap in a little bit on yesterday and caught some of the words, so God bless you. We love you with the love of God.
I love you, too. I love you so much. I'm grateful for what you're doing in all of our lives, and I thank God for that. And we'll just end it how you always end it, and that's with a praise. We're going to keep that going. So everybody, just continue to worship God on our way out. Let's remain in unity. Let's stay filled up. Let us stay encouraged by this book of Acts and just indwelling ourselves in the Word. I remember I called one time Pastor Bernard, and you was just praying, and you wasn't even expected to be on the line. I just dialed up, and you said, can't you just tear it for 1 hour? And so I'm committed to this. I you know, it's only an hour we spend our time here together in unity. And like Jesus said, can we tarry for 1 hour? You know, what will we lose, but what will we gain? And I'm just grateful for your vision. So we'll go out with the praise and stay tuned in.
Minister Leslie, Pastor Miracle Burleson out of Houston, Texas, will be speaking, will be ministering tomorrow. So tune in.
Amazing.
Invite some others to come in. She's a powerful, powerful teacher and preacher and psalmist. Amen. She is gifted. So she'll be here on tomorrow. So tune in early and be blessed.
We'll be here. Blessings.
All right. God bless. Bye-bye.
I've been through the fire, and I've been through the flood, broken in pieces, and left all alone. But through it all, God blessed me, and through it all, God kept me, and I still have a praise inside of me. Yes, I still have a praise inside of me. Can I get a witness here? Come on, fire, help me. Come on.
I've been through the flood.
Broken in pieces. all alone.
And that's all alone.
But I got good news tonight.
But through it all,
God bless
me.
And through it all,
God
kept
me.
And I still
have a praise.
Let me tell you what my praise is. Bad report from the doctor. But hallelujah.
Hallelujah.